Well, the woman spearheading the campaign is Jen Kelly. She is founder of Women in Trades Network here in Ireland. Is this a full-time job for you, Jen?
That's my full-time gig at the moment. When I'm not doing that, I'm industrial abseiling.
Industrial abseiling. Just let people know what that requires.
Okay, so for those of you who don't know what industrial abseiling is, it's basically where you rappel off a building, normally for construction purposes. And it's often employed when you can't use other means of access like scaffolding or cherry pickers, that kind of thing.
Mm. Is it not utterly terrifying?
I think I've got a good relationship with my fear.
Right.
I don't think I've got less fear than other people.
Yeah.
I think a good antidote for fear is education. So, you know, if you're used to standing on the ground and then you go and jump off a building 100 metres up in the air, that's probably pretty daunting. But if you know how the equipment works and that it can handle hundreds of kilos or tons, you know, that creates a bit more confidence, I guess.
I was watching, I was in the barber's at the weekend with my kids and they had the TV on with the sound down. And there was a guy climbing a new bridge they've built in Scotland inside a giant tower. And then he just randomly got out the top of it, abseiled down the side and started screwing something into a wall. And I was just like, now...
Oh, yeah, I was working on that bridge a couple of months ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe the shot was of you abseiling down.
Yeah, with all that gear on.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's effectively what Women in Trades Network was what you're trying to focus on, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So in the countries that I've worked in overseas, there are long-running active campaigns to get women into the industry.
Mm.
There's also networks set up to support women who are working in these kinds of jobs as well. And when I came back to Ireland after working away for a long time, it just wasn't going on here.
Right.
So,
are you surprised at how little women there are working in construction here?
Yes and no. I mean, there are a minority all over the world on site, but I can see that, you know, what we're missing is big recruitment drives aimed at women. You know, even though things have started picking up again in the economy, still a lot of the marketing is aimed towards the boys, even though more than 50% of the population is female.
Because the marketing can work in other areas, like you said, in other countries they do it. But even if you take, for example, the army ads that we see on British TV, they're very focused, a lot of them, at women and getting women to work in jobs that would have been seen traditionally as men's roles, as, you know, helicopter engineers and all these kinds of exciting roles. It does work. Why aren't we doing it here in Ireland?
I think there's a couple of reasons. You know, one is to do with the recession, that actually there wasn't a lot of work for a long time. But I think there's also maybe a sort of amnesia or a lack of awareness that women have actually been doing these jobs for a very long time overseas. We've got a lot of tradeswomen working here as well that have been around for a long time. Mm. And because I've asked a lot of people in the last few months, do you know any tradeswomen? Mm. Do you know anybody that's ever gone for this stuff? And a lot of people are like, geez, you know, actually in this day and age, I would think that I would know one. But since setting up this organisation, I've ended up meeting quite a few women and they're in like a broad range of professions. So you've got like carpenters, welders, painters.
And do you have any stats? Like, do you know what the numbers are? Say, for example, people taking up a trade and doing an apprenticeship. Like,
so I know that earlier on this year they were saying that the number of women working in construction is around about 8%, but the number on site is less than 1.
And why is that?
Oh.
So that's kind of, you've got like the academic roles in construction, you know, such as like architecture and so on. But then you've got like the manual trades, which is a different story.
But isn't it natural in an environment where you have to lift heavy things that it's going to be full of more men?
I think that's been the story for a while. But I'll tell you, like, all the women that I've spoken to that do work in this industry will say that it actually hasn't been an issue for them.
Mm.
I know that when you start out as an apprentice early on, you're not going to be as strong as your co-workers if you know, you're just starting out in a physical job. But that changes pretty quickly.
Yeah. And what is the attitude on site?
Well, in my own experience, I would say for the most part, it's been brilliant. Like, there's loads of crack. You're working outdoors a lot of the time. You're keeping fit. And, you know, you'll get the odd jackass, but I think you
get that anywhere
in every industry around. I mean, I don't think the issues that we experience in construction are entirely unique, because it's the same stories going on whether women are working in politics or science or the arts or whatever, you know.
What do you think can be done to get more women into the trades? Because the statistics are pretty alarming. One woman out of 961 is training to be a carpenter, and just two women out of 1,150 plumbers are female.
So I guess there's a few things. I mean, one thing that really surprised me coming back was that there were no role models. There was nothing in the media. There was no imagery of women on the tools at all. So that's a huge focus with WITNEY, Women in Trades Network Ireland. That's like telling the stories of women who are working out there, putting up photos of them on the job, so that at least like young women who are kind of thinking, maybe I could get into that, get to see an example of somebody who's already doing it. It's not like I always thought I would go into construction or anything, but I think apart from sort of the influential friends that I made later on that led me to going down that path, there's probably things that my parents did when I was quite young that had an effect on me. So, you know, we're outdoors a lot, we go camping, mum had me in these little dungarees so I could muck about and really just be a kid. And they never really bought me these kind of impressionable baby dolls and Barbies and stuff like that.
Well, it's fascinating. If anybody is listening, particularly women who want to get into a trade, or indeed the world of construction, are abseiling down the sides of buildings like yourself, where can they go?
Firstly, if you do want to have a chat about the options out there or the possibilities around at the moment, feel free to contact me through the Women in Trades Network Ireland website or on the Facebook page. Also, I think if you're unsure of what kind of area specifically you'd like to go into, it's really worthwhile pursuing some work experience with some local tradespeople. I'd say as well, like, read some of the stories on the WITNEY website as well. There's some really good career stories of tradeswomen around Ireland who are, you know, talking about their successes or the obstacles that they face, that kind of thing.
What's your own background? Are you from Australia originally?
No, I'm a bit of a hybrid. So my mum is from New Zealand and my dad is from Galway.
Yeah. And how does Australia compare to Ireland in terms of the number of women working in it?
There's definitely more women working in the industry in Australia, but then they've had these campaigns running for a lot longer to encourage them into the industry. Mm. It's different for me as an abseiler as well, because, I mean, one of the main things I notice between Australia and here is that the buildings are a lot bigger.
Yeah.
So you've got like clusters of buildings that might be 200 or 300 metres high.
Yeah. Which is usually a good stepladder will do us, to be honest.
Although it's changing at the Docklands. So
Yeah, that's true.
Jen, great to have you in. Best luck. Remind everybody what the website is one more time.
So it's Women in Trades Network Ireland, WITNEY.ie. We're on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter as well. And the handle is Pass the Wrench.
Jen Kelly, thanks for talking to us today.